Chapter 3 Tarzan was alone in the cave with the children all day. They played, slept, and fought each other occasionally, and they left Tarzan alone. He could not understand them, and waited for darkness to come when he could escape. As the sun went down, the children became more active. It was obvious they were watching Tarzan now. Some of the children had clubs, and they picked them up. Two of the older girls began to bang the clubs against the cave walls. The younger children began to stamp their feet. Another child was putting wood on the fire, which started to heat the room. Something was happening, but Tarzan did not know what it was. The children made their grunting noises, but he could not understand. He just knew they were all looking at him. One boy came over to Tarzan's side. He waved his arms at the other children, but they took no notice. "Are you protecting me?" asked Tarzan. "I think you are. What did the others want?" Then Tarzan saw the pots on the fire, and he realized. "They are hungry," he exclaimed, "and I think they want me for dinner." Naturally, this was the time to leave. But the girls were getting closer to him, holding up their clubs now. The boy in front of Tarzan picked up a large rock and threw it at the girls. They moved away, and it hit the boy wearing Tarzan's locket necklace. He fell to the floor. He was dead. "Quick, go now," Tarzan said to the boy. Although the boy did not understand the words, he followed Tarzan. They ran out into the courtyard and towards the entrance. Tarzan beat the giant guards, and he and the boy left the village. Behind them, Tarzan could hear shouting and banging. As they ran, they heard footsteps chasing them. Finally, they grew quieter, and then it was silent. Tarzan and the boy were breathing heavily in the cold night air. The moon shone brightly, and Tarzan finally realized they were alone. They had escaped the strange and scary giant Alali women, and they were now safe.
"Thank you,"
Tarzan announced to the boy. "I needed your help. Your friends wanted to eat me." Tarzan hugged the boy, so he would know that he was grateful. He knew the boy would not understand his language. In the distance, Tarzan heard the roar of a lion. There were still many dangers in this land. He took the boy's arm and led him towards some trees. "We will sleep here tonight," Tarzan told him. He used a sign to show someone sleeping, and the boy nodded and smiled. Tarzan lifted the boy and climbed up the tree slowly. Tarzan moved easily behind him, because he was used to the life of an ape. In the treetops, he made a comfortable bed of branches and leaves. They both lay down to sleep. Meanwhile, in the Alali camp, three bodies lay in the courtyard. Two women and a boy wearing Tarzan's locket necklace. Above, a vulture called Scar flew in circles above them. As the night grew dark, he came down to eat the bodies. He stayed for several hours. As Scar flapped his wings to fly away, a gold locket necklace glinted in the moonlight. It was around the neck of the vulture and stayed there as the vulture flew far away. Meanwhile, Tarzan and the boy slept deeply in a nest of leaves in a tall tree.